kinds of rail fences, or do you call them all rail fences?
Well, that's the old way of calling the fence we used a long time ago. We hardly ever use those now. There's just a few round in places. They're made from pine trees split into rails.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top and it's used for carrying water or milk? It's made out of wood now.
Yeah.
And you carry water?
Oh, water bucket.
All right. What do you call this same thing that's made out of metal? Do you have a different name for that?
They call it a water pail.
All right. And what do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
Okay. And what do you call that thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? That thing where you can turn the water on and off?
We call it kitchen sink.
Okay. And what's a particular part of the kitchen sink do you go to when you turn the water on? What's the name of that thing?
Faucet.
Okay. And what do you call this same thing that you turn on a barrel to get stuff out of a barrel? If you don't have a different name for it,
faucet.
Okay. And the same kind of thing that's out in the yard, you might hook your hose to this.
Or the spigot.
Okay. When you buy groceries at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Put them in them bags.
Okay. What do you call a large bag that's made out of very loosely woven cloth? You know, it's a brown, loosely woven cloth. For instance, 100 pounds of potatoes used to come in them. Chicken feet used to come in them. It's rough and coarse.
I know it. I don't know. It's called a sack. Is that like it's a sack?
Any particular kind of sack that you know of?
Crocus sack, I believe they call it.
Good, good. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about this long and this wide?
They call it a harp.
Good, you're ahead of me. What do you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal and it's held between a teeth and pick?
I call it a juice harp.
Okay. What do you call a kind of support that the carpenter uses to hold boards for sawing? It looks like the letter A. It has two letter A's and a board stretched across them, and then you take two of these things, set them down, and stretch a board over it and saw the end of the board off.
Let's see what you call that. That McConaughey got me. I don't know.
Well, let me show you a picture of it. I'll try to cover up my answers here. And you see that? This thing here?
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. Oh, I see what you mean. Oh, yeah, I see.
Let me suggest some. Do you ever call it a sawhorse?
Sawhorse, that's what it is. Sawhorse, I was trying to think of that, sawhorse.
What do you call a thing that serves a similar purpose? It's made like an X. You have two or three X's on it, and on the top of those X's, you put a log, and it'll hold the log for sawing. Let me suggest some names here. You ever call it a sawbuck or a sawhorse or a sawjack or a
sawhorse, that's what it is. Sawhorse.
Okay. What do you call a piece of playground equipment?